Good victory tonight, our seventh victory at home this year. 10 victories has always been kind of a benchmark for us as a football team. It's always tough to get to that. Obviously, with the way things are sorting out in the NFC, 11 wins will probably be more of a benchmark this year. Offensively, extremely productive. You know, they didn't punt again. I think it was the third time this year. So, very pleased with that. Defensively, really a tale of two halves. Got to give Atlanta's offense a lot of credit. They made way too many big plays against us in the second half. Our communication wasn't what it needed to be. Special teams did a good, solid job in the return game. I thought the coverage part started off good, and then we had a couple where they got leaky. So we have plenty to clean up. We're on a short week to Buffalo, a very tough contest. And I know in a preliminary game plan that this is going to be a tough one to go get. So. Happy with the 10th win, 7-0 at home. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, you tie Lombardi in wins. With your thoughts on that, please?
Well, I'm excited about the 10th win of the year. You know, I've answered this question the last couple of weeks. It's an honor to coach here. I mean, I think everybody clearly understands what Coach Lombardi means, not only to the Green Bay Packers and the National Football League, but really the impact he made on society during his time. So. I'm thrilled to be coaching here and to be able to win games.
Anything you can point to defensively, just that tail of two halves you referenced in your introduction?
Well, I mean, there's things that obviously the big plays. You got to look at that. They hit us on a couple double moves. Our boundary communication was poor. Obviously with the three timeouts that we had to burn. Our substitution patterns were poor in the second half. We had a substitution here on special teams, but we won the game, and that's what good teams do. You know, you talk about it all the time. You got to find ways to win, and we've been doing a good job at it at home.
I guess along those lines, I mean, it's just three games in a row that you've closed out, whether it's offense or defense or whatever. Is that something you can kind of build on going forward? These games are getting tougher.
That's the 4-minute offense. It's been excellent. So that's what you look for. You know, when you get the ball back and they have three timeouts, a little over 2 minutes left in the game, that's what you need to do. So great job by Aaron on second down there. We try to throw versus your overload defense there, and then James breaks the long run down there. So great job there.
You took Shields out and had Allison. Was Sam okay, or was it just a move to try to get a better matchup on Jones?
Well, we went into the game really because, you know, with Sam not practicing this week, we really went into the game with a mindset of rolling Casey, Devon, and Sam. So that was really part of that decision.
Did you see what happened on the extra point? Pick up on?
Not yet.
Along those lines, you went for that long field goal. I guess obviously it worked out to your advantage. I guess what was the thinking there? It was 53 yards. It was a long field goal. You already had one blocked, and you know, to get another one there, they get a good field position.
It was a field goal that we felt that we could make. You know, a lot of confidence in Mason. Obviously, there's a process you go through each and every week as far as when you think you should go and not go based on yard line and things like that. So it was the right decision.
Mike, maintaining big leads hasn't been a problem for you prior to this game, when you get the big halftime lead. Is there a thought process of kind of settling in a little bit too much?
Well, I think you definitely can make a point for that. I mean, maybe I need to go back and look at what was said at halftime. We haven't played four quarters here in a while, and we clearly didn't show up for four quarters in certain parts of the game. But once again, it's a good win. Anytime you get that 10th win, to me, has always been kind of a hurdle you always have to get over, and I'm glad we're over it and we're on to Buffalo.
Tremont and Joe had mentioned this week that you guys have done a pretty good job against the number one receivers all season. But I guess what was the challenge with Julio tonight?
Well, we didn't get the challenge done tonight. Obviously, Julio had a big night. He was a focus for us all week as far as the way we game planned, but he won that contest.
Is it too early to start scoreboard watching? I mean, you're looking for 11 wins. But do you start looking at the standings and paying attention to where you guys are at and all that?
I know. I think everybody understands where we are. We have to go beat Buffalo next. There's a lot of football left to be played. There's three games left. We got two on the road.
Yeah.